Let's read from the Holy Word of God. We need the Word of God in these last days. We need it always. Let's read from Revelation 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto whom that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. He hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to whom be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, every eye will see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Christ is coming again. He made that promise. Jesus is not a liar. His word is an accurate record of the history of man, the truth of God, the truth of his life, the record of the future. The prophecy predicts the day of a great tribulation. The prophecy predicts the day of an antichrist system rising up. The Bible predicts tyranny and war and killing and murder in the future. Two-thirds of the earth will be wiped out, the population. And Christ is coming at the end of the tribulation. Jesus is not coming in a pre-trib rapture. That's another man-made doctrine. Jesus is coming at the end of the tribulation. The Bible says the sky will part, every eye will see him. Men will be crying for rocks and the mountains to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb, Revelation says. On that day of judgment, what will you be? Will you be looking for the Savior? Will you be looking for him with joy? Will you be living for him like the faithful servant that lives for his master even while he's gone? Or will you be like most of the world in the church systems, doing your own way, keeping your own practices, living in the flesh, following every false way, following Satan's kingdom? You're walking in Satan's kingdom today, but you can know the kingdom of God through Christ if you'll seek after him in the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his resurrection. Repent and lose your life. Come out of every false way. Be born from above by the Spirit of God, and then you can walk in holiness. Sir, get your hands off me. Then you can walk in holiness and righteousness. You shouldn't touch strange people, sir. You're as strange as they come. I'm strange. You should keep your hands off people. We love you. We hope you repent. Some man came out and was trying to put his arm around me and pose for pictures, making a mockery of God's truth. This is the stuff that we have to endure out here. I'm always amazed. People think they can come up, put their hands on you, get in your face, force you to do things. We stand on public corners and proclaim, nobody has to be bothered by us. Walk away. And this is what it is. We just talked about it. Revelation. They'll be waiting for the rocks to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. The people of the world and the church people, they hate the truth of God. They mock it. And right now, it's fun. They think it's fun. But when judgment is coming in the tribulation times, it will not be fun. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth, great judgment, fire, brimstone, many plagues the Father's going to send. There will be no laughing. There will be no mocking. There will be no joy and peace. There's going to be judgment. There's going to be a total destruction of everything outside of Christ, outside of God's word and outside of God's ways. Go read the book of Revelation, neighbor. Judgment's coming. If you're outside of Christ, yeah, the church systems are going to be part of the judgment because they're all false. Man-made church is false. You're going to be outside of that judgment. Test yourself to the Holy Word of God, neighbor. Seek Christ while there is time.